Al, as Mar says, Luchur el akashin v'shlokish, so this should be akashin v'shlokish from this theft of Levi. Here it says, if you give money to the sitoin, so you're over nisamila. So Marin says, Amalok v'shlokish, ha'mani Reb Shimon hi. Reb Shlokish would agree that this theft here goes according to Reb Shimon. So we said before, Reb Shimon agrees that this, Resh Lakish agrees that according to Reb Shimon, Mois is kindness. Like Resh Lakish learned, what was the Machlekes now Mishnah? Whether you could be Chayzer or not? Reb Shimon that holds that the Moicher could be Chayzer, not Lakeach, because Reb Shimon holds money is kindness Midiraisa. So Resh Lakish agrees that there is a Reb Shimon that holds money is kindness Midiraisa. So if you tell me a Tesefta that says that when you pay with money for something, it's called you gave away the money, the person's kind of the money, and is near the mila right away, that goes according to Reb Shimon. So of course it's not a kasha on Resh Lakish. Now the Mishnah says, Avul Amru Mishapora. But you should know, even though we hold that money is not a good kinyan, let it be midiraisa according to Resh Lakish, let it be midirabonin according to Rav Yechanan, but if you give money and then you retract, you get a Mishapora. You get a curse back. They give you a curse, we'll soon see what the curse means. Now they say, well, that pay back to the Durham Mabul should pay back to you also that you're attracting from your words. Itmar would learn like this. Abaye Omer Abaye says, Oiduya Medinale. All it means is we tell you about this curse. We don't really give you the curse. We only tell you, like Rashi says, Da, we tell you, should know, Shim Tachso, if you're going to retract, or if somebody paid you money for this barrel of apples, and now if you retract, you should know, Soifakli Pormimoch, that the end will come out, you'll get punished for that. That's all we tell you. We don't really give you a curse right now. We only tell you that you're going to get paid back from Hashem. That's what Abaye holds. Rabba says no. Melet Latinan lay, that the Rabbanan right now curse you. They give you a curse. So Abaye says, Oidia Madinan lay. No, we only warn you, like we only tell you, we don't really curse you. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'nosi b'yamcha loisor. You're not allowed to curse a nosi in yam. Because lav daska nosi, the head, the melech, means anybody, any Yisrael, you're not allowed to curse. So Abaye had, how could we curse a person just for retracting? We can't give you a klala. So it has to be, we just notify you and tell you, you should know that you're going to get punished for what you're doing. Rava ma melech latinale. No, we actually give him the curse. The Rabbanan have a right to curse this person. Since you retracted, I gave you money for your hat. And now you're retracting and saying you don't want to sell me the hat. We curse you. You get a mishaporo. The Yechsir, because the Pasuk says, piyamcha. The Pasuk says, true, you're not allowed to curse somebody, but it means another Jew, the Amcha, in your nation, we dashin, Rav holds, the Oysa Maisamcha. Only if a person is acting like a Jew, he's doing a Maisamcha, but not such a person here that's not doing a Maisa, not acting like a Jew. So Rashi says, the Oysa Maisamcha. The Amcha dashin Hochi. A Jew, we dashin, Nosiv Amcha Loisor. You're not allowed to curse. But Fahai, this person, Lav Oysa Maisamcha, he's not acting like a Jew. The Pasuk says, Sheiris Yisrael Yas Avla. A Jew will not do an Avla, will not lie. For La Yadabra, because he won't say false things. And here you're saying false, that's called you're not doing my Samcha. For such a person, we have a right to curse. There is a person that I gave you money to buy a hat, and you said yes, and then you changed your mind, that's called you're a Shakya, it's called you're a Kozoiv, and for that you have a right to get a curse. You're not called doing my Samcha, so we pass like this. We pass him like Rovom, that Bezdin has a right to curse him. Master, just for such a thing, you're retracting on what you said, for that you have a right to get a curse. It's not called you do acting like a Jew. Omar Rov says, Minoan Minolo, how do I know my Yisrael? That a person that retracts on his word is supposed to get a curse. The Rabbi Chia bar Yosef, Yoivele Zuzi Amilcha. The Rabbi Chia bar Yosef had a lot of salt, and somebody came and gave him money to buy his salt. So somebody gave him the money, and he had a bunch, he didn't give him over the salt yet. The slave, after a week or so, whatever happened, some time went by, Iyaike Milcha, the salt went up in price. Like now I sold you $10, this bun, this bushel of wheat, of salt, and now it went up, it's worth $20. So, Pashtayt, Rechiel Yosef wanted to retract, he wanted to be Chayzen, says, I don't want to sell to you anymore. I sold you for $10, it's worth $20 now. I'd rather not sell it to you, and I'll wait and sell to somebody else for $20. So he wanted to retract. So the Din Torah, is he allowed to or not? So Osla came with Rav Yechanan, came in front of Rav Yechanan. Omale Rav Yechanan told him, Zil Havlu. Rav Yechanan says, no, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, you have to give him the salt. Viloi, if you're not going to give the salt, if you're going to retract, Kibbul Alecha Mishapara. Yishno, you're going to have to accept upon yourself a Mishapara. That's what Rav Yechanan told him. So now, when Rav learned up this Maisa, it's like this. Viyamr, if you're going to tell me, Oy do ye Madinan lay, that the only side of the Mishapara is, not that Bezdin really curses you, just a desn just like notifies you and tells you, you should know, for doing something like this, you're going to get punished. Hashem is going to punish you for what you're doing. If that's the only purpose of a Misha Purim, so, Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, Barra, do you who? Let the Rabbi Yechon have to tell this Rabbi Chiya by Yosef. Rabbi Chiya by Yosef was a Talmud Chacham. He knew this halacha. If the only purpose of Bezdin is saying the Misha Paro, is just that Bezdin notifies you and tells you you should know, for doing such a thing like this, you deserve to get punished, so he didn't have to tell it to Rabbi Chiya by Yosef. Of course he knew it. So then what was Rabbi Yechon doing? So Rabbi Yechon was telling him that if you're not going to pay him up right now, you should know you're going to be cursed. That we're going to have to give you the curse. So that's where Rav's Raya, that whenever there's a din of a Misha Paro means that Bezdin has the right to curse him. If so, what was his havamina to retract? Like if the din is really that Bezdin is going to curse you, so what's Shan Rav Chiya by Yosef? How come he wanted to retract? Like Adrab, he knew this halacha. He knew the halacha is if he retracts, Bezdin is going to curse him. So how was he allowed to accept upon himself such a curse? He shouldn't have done it. Of course he should want to make the sale go through. The verse was like this. Ella the pshar was like this. Reb Chiya by Yosef Arvan who diyoyev lay. Reb Chiya by Yosef, the person did not pay all the money. He did not pay the $10 for the salt. He only gave him a quarter. He gave him a down payment light. And that was the question. He put down a down payment. What's the pshar in the down payment? Is that called you kind of the whole thing? Or you're only kind of a quarter's worth of the salt? That was the machlekes. Ella Arvan who diyoyev lay. Who saw Reb Chiya by Yosef held? Kinegdi who kind of? If you put down a down payment, a quarter, you only claim a quarter's worth of the salt. So for sure, a quarter's worth of the salt, I would take a gift to you. The rest, I want to retract on. But even though Kessel is not kono, but even if it would be kono, it can't be kono more than the money, the value you gave me. So true, for a quarter's worth, I won't retract. But on the rest, I want to retract. On this, V'yomel Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon told him back, no. This I hold, k'neged kuli hu kono. If a person puts down a down payment, by putting down the down payment for the whole thing, you corner the whole object. Now the pshat is like havor and milva. I owe you the rest of the money. If I want to buy this bushel of salt that's worth $10, and I give you a quarter now, and you agree to it, so it's like you're selling me right now the whole salt right now, and I own the whole salt. It's only that I have to pay you the rest. That was the machlokes. That's what Rabbi Yechon told him. You're getting misha pora on the whole thing. So it's a shaila in halacha here, whether it's called he had a right to retract or not. Rashi says arvin means miksat samoy. Somebody only pays you a little bit. Nothing loy, I'll piss it ruba. I made up to pay you $10, and right now I make the down payment and give you a dollar. How much are you koina? He says, who's sabi connected who koina? Even if Rashi says, what does it mean? If it would have been, let's say, mechiras karka, that karka you could be koina with the money. In mechiras karka, sheniknas v'kesev, koina kinyan gomer. There'll be a kinyan gomer then by putting a down payment. Therefore, the mechiras matatlum, will koina connected with chayim mishapora. Therefore, Birchin knows also that the mishapora connected the whole money. Yeah. That was the shayla. Now the Gemara says, "Takas machloikis." Itma would learn like this: Orvan, if somebody puts a down payment down, is Ravama kineged the hukerner? You only currently kineged how much money you put down, not more.
That's what says. And Rabbi Yechon says no, that kineged kul hukerner. You kineged the whole thing. As Rabbi Yechon shifted before, so when you put down a down payment, you take a kernel of the whole thing. If that's for Torah, the kinyan right now. So with this kinyan, you kernel of the whole thing. If it's karak, you kernel of the whole thing. If it's a question of metaltalim, you kernel with a mishapora, enough to get a mishapora, connected to the whole thing. You can't retract on anything. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, I have a question. If somebody gives an arvin to his friend, so Rashi says, this case is not mamish the same case as before. Here the arvin means they want to put security down on the sale. And it's like this. The Yomelin, he says to him, Imani Choyzeboy, if I retract, and there's Lokeach, the one that's buying right now, he tells the Meicher, here's like $10 right now. And hold on to it, that if I retract, Arvuni Mokhlecho, I'm letting you keep this. The Aloyayman, the Meicher says back, the Loyamaloy, Imani Echzeboy, if I'm going to retract, you should know, Echpolecho Arvuncho, I'll pay you back twice as much. Not just the $10 you gave me, but I'll even pay you back twice as much. So does this mean anything? Again, it's not a tchilas peroyin over here, it's not a payment. It's a question you're making like a you're just saying like a guarantee that you won't retract. So the locker is, it says, Niskayin mo hatanoyim, divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, yes, what they said means something, and they have to be Mekayim the Tanai. They have to be Mekayim what they said, and whoever is Chayza has to do what he said. And the Gemara says, why? Rabbi Yisro Tam, Rabbi Yisro goes according to his own Tam, Le Taimei, to Yom, that he always says, Esmach Tekanya. If you just say you do something, even though it's not really a Kinyan over here, for that alone you have to do, and Esmach to what you say you do, you have to do.
Alright, I'll turn over.
But just a guarantee that you say.
Yeah, you have a right to make such a guarantee. The Kinyan of the Tanoim are good. Whoever retracts loses out.
Rabbi Yehuda says, "Da'yo sheyikne kineged avunai." No, it's not kineged kuloi. It's only kineged how much of the money you put down. Kineged avunai, that you're not allowed to retract. In other words, he holds an esmacht is not kanya, but just rather as much money as you put down kineged the avun, that much you're not allowed to retract. But more than that, you are allowed to retract. And Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel says, "Bameh devar mamurim." When was this said? Bizman shomaloi arvuni yokun. When the person says, with this arv and this money I'm putting down, this should be the kinyan. In other words, Oshim ben Gamliel's bimazbot, Yehudi said that da'yo shiikne kineged avunai, that this arv is not a kinyan connected old thing, you only claim that as much as money you put down now. Shimon Gamliel says that's only if you say a lotion of arvuni yikoin, that with this money, this down payment I'm putting down, I want the whole kinyan to take place. Like this should be the whole praying. So that doesn't make sense because nobody does that. Like, I want $1,000 from you. If you only put down $10, you can't say you kind of the whole thing. Therefore, you only kind of just $10 worth. Let's say I sell you a field or a house that's worth $1,000. And the person puts down now here. If he puts down $500, so kona, he owns the whole house. He has to pay him back the rest. Even after a few years. And like Rashi says, the machlokes he had before between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is like this case over here, that these $500, that's like the beginning of the payment. So here we see here, it says, you can't have the whole thing. Mashma, there is a kinyan, a kineg of the whole thing. So when it says, my love, isn't it? That hu adin lemetaltlim, that the same halacha would apply if you pay half the amount of the metaltlim. That bidistoma kone lulukuloi. If you just put down part of the payment, you kone the whole thing. In other words, just like by karka, when you pay 50%, you automatically kone the whole karka. So that by metaltlim also, even though we're going now, metaltlim is not kone, you only for mishaporo, but I call upon you won't be able to retract, like you'll get a mishaporo against those. So Gemara says, loi, metaltlim. I'll tell you now, metaltlim is different. For as much money as you put down, you only can't retract that much money, but not against the whole thing. If so, I should know what's the difference. I'll tell you like this. When you pay money for a field, for a house, that's a good kinyan. Moyes is kind of karka. Therefore, when you put down a down payment, it's a kinyan for the whole thing. But metaltlim, when you put down money for metaltlim, you only have a kinyan now just to get a mishaporo that you can't retract, that's all. So I tell you, maybe like before, like the other man, like the Chiyav Yosef, they said that a mixas proyim will not give you a mishaporo, kinega the whole metaltlim, but only kinega the exact amount that you paid for. So this won't be a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. The other one says, let's say it's like a tanoim. We learned, Hamal ves chaveru ala mashkin, if somebody lends his friend money on a mashkin, the loyve gives a mashkin. Now the nichnas or ashmita and shvi'is, the seventh year comes about, and usually shmita stops the choyv, you don't have to pay back. But if you have a mashkin, the locher is, since the malv was holding on to a mashkin, it's considered like he already collected the money, it's not called loyigosh, so then shmita does not stop this choyv. So says here, Afal pi sheinu shoveh elo polag. Even though this mashkin is only worth half of the loan, there was $1,000 loan, and the mashkin you're holding on to now, this pledge, is only $500. Still, ainu mishamit. Shmita does not stop this chayv. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. So we're going now, since even though you only have a pledge, a mashkin for half of the chayv, that half of the payment is like a mishaporo, or it's like for the whole thing, connected the whole halvor. And Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi Yemeno, Emhoyo Mashkin, Kinega Havosoi, Eina Mishamit. If the Mashkin is Kinega the whole Halvo, then it does not stop it. Shriz does not stop this loan. But Vimlav, if the Mashkin is not Kinega the whole Halvo, then Mishamit, then Shriz does stop it. So now, what does it mean now? Ain a misham, it's a kumar misham gamliel. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean to say? If you have a mashkin, then the shmita does not stop it. Elaim, if you want to tell me, kinegdoi, it only doesn't stop it, kineged the mashkin itself. Only the $500 is still up right to collect, not more. Nechal, that will be a proof to the Rebbe Yudah, nosi sovaram, lach, pal ganami mishamit. That even the half that you're holding onto the mashkin, the shvius also stops it. And that doesn't make any sense. Why? The mice, if the loan, even if the loan was $1,000, but if the loiver gave you back a mashkin worth $500, it's called you're holding on to $500 now. So this much, at least shvius, should not be mishamit, because this much is called you have already. So that can't be pshana machlekes over here.